Wake up! It's the Morning Grind.
I just think good things will happen if you're a good person with a good attitude.
All sports, all the time. Entertaining and fun.
Just a bit outside.
Sports with playful banter mixed in.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
The People Show, no matter how bizarre.
I think that you guys are corny. Okay. You're not funny.
Okay.
And you degrade women.
Martin Kilcoyne, the respected point man who spreads his love and makes sure that everyone stays in line.
Oh, I know where the man is. You're the man now.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
First, Jim Hayes, you should identify yourself because while you're handsome and I know you, the rest of us don't know you. You're big, Jim. Now tell us your name.
Mature and always willing to give back to the people. And Tim McKernan.
That McKernan.
Open-minded.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
And always laughing. No, really. It's the People Show.
Hey! You guys had shirts on when you came in here.
The Morning Grind on 590 The Fan, KFNS.
And yo, I will not be made a fool of.
I don't know how we're going to do it.
Tongue kiss
after
me.
After yesterday's show.
How good was yesterday's show?
Well.
1 to 10. 1 being terrible.
Is it a ratty or a ratty? What did we
say? Ratty.
Get a ratty.
Yeah.
Win a ratty award.
Yeah.
Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. I'd say out of 4 microphones, if that was the rating thing.
Mm.
I give it about a 1.5.
Yeah. Really? Well, Producer Joe was on you?
Producer Joe, we talked a lot of college football. We had the legend Skip Irwin in. And then there was a lot of buzz around the city about the show.
Was there really?
Big Labor Day show. Yeah, a lot of people apparently got up early, decided to make
it
Labor Day.
Tied for first.
Thank you, Tony.
Skipper lifting.
Weighing in early. Ironically, Rudy was working Labor Day. He shut it down the other 364. But on Labor Day, he was going to get out there.
Did he call you? Did you guys talk to him?
Rudy called in.
Nice.
We put him and Skip Irwin together. They were talking about Pepper.
Are you kidding me? Were they really all together?
Yes. Apparently, Rudy's grandma dated Pepper Martin. Hmm. So they had to talk about the old days.
And how weird was it?
I don't think either one of them understood who the other one really was. I got to be honest. Yesterday's show was about amusing myself. I mean,
there's no other motive. I mean, it's Labor Day. It's your
everybody's asleep. Yeah. I said, let's just have a little fun, even if it just amuses me. And it did. And Producer Joe, who has been known to throw hissies when we're running late for a break,
didn't care yesterday.
No, we're talking to Mike Furry, the Rams. Good guy, whatever. It's like 7:56, 7:57. I'm looking at the clock, and I know they've got a meeting at 8. Something. All right, we'll wrap them up. And Joe's sitting where you are, and I kind of look over. And he gives me the finger wag, like one more. I need to get one. I'm like, we're way late for the break.
He had to get one more in there?
I swear
to
you.
That's amazing how
that
works.
Joey had to get one more in. And then Furry goes, okay, well, you know, guys, I got to get to a meeting. And I'm like, I knew he had to get to a meeting. I was going to say it before he could dump us.
Sure.
We wanted to pinkle him before he could pinkle us. But when Joe's in the seat, it's a little different.
Yeah. Go figure.
No, that's fine, Stebbin. Just, you know, make up the break on the other side. You know, it's no big deal.
Well, I'm excited.
Everyone's a grown up here.
What was that?
So well, that was Joe defining. First of all, Joe says he turned over a new leaf. I was asking about the barbed wire and on his ankle,
which I'm sure most of our listeners aren't familiar with as of yet. Seeing as I doubt most of them were listening to the show yesterday, simply because I wasn't on it. Aside from the holiday,
forget the holiday. But Joe, as you revealed to me Saturday night, breaking news, bulletins at once.
It was unbelievable.
Producer Joe has a barbed wire tattoo.
On his lower left ankle.
Kind of like below the calf, above the ankle, is that the deal?
No, yeah, it is a little higher, I guess.
He tried to describe it for us.
Have you seen it?
No.
You haven't seen it?
No.
You gotta see it. It's really
I don't know
gay.
If I want to.
I gotta get a picture of that thing.
Well, I thought we were the only ones who were starting to pound on Joe. Sure, the gay jokes come my way, now they're going Joe's way. He was on R&R yesterday. He's at the stadium, and they called Joe for lineups, you know, the starting lineups.
The game was starting, though, wasn't it?
Well, I think, it was about a half hour. They had preview, you know, let's go to Joe over at the ballpark. First of all, he does lineups the same way he talks to Soup. Hey, Benton, second, Axton, yeah, shortstop, Nunez going to play third, J-Rod's over and left. I was like, he couldn't care less. I'm too cool to actually put some inflection in it. But when they bring him into the show, the Rico and Ronnie guys go, hey, now on R&R, let's go over to the ballpark. And Johnny Bravo plays, it's raining men. And the whole time he's doing his report, they're playing it's raining men.
Was he even aware of this?
Yeah, so I said to Joe, I saw him at the stadium, and I go, I was coming into the park and I heard them playing It's Raining Men. He goes, yeah, Bravo thinks I'm gay, so they play this little thing. I'm like, well, does he know about the barbed wire tattoo?
That's how I believe the barbed wire tattoo that producer Joe has on his leg was revealed. Now, we have worked with him for more than a year. Kind of an upset, really. I would have taken right. the under on that. And he comes in here and he stands around or he'll put his feet up on the table. It's the most unbelievable thing. Drives me up the wall. And I've never noticed that he doesn't wear shorts. It's not something I'm paying attention to. I know he wears flip-flops a lot because he talks about how he gets pedicures.
Takes care of his feet.
Yes.
Hello.
I think that's hot if you're a woman. If you're a guy, I think it's a little effeminate. I'll be honest with you. So I was. We went to a Nectar while you were at the 39th birthday surprise the surprise party on Saturday. Who was that for, by the way? Was that
Mike,
a coworker?
No, Mike Vintage, a buddy of mine, threw it for his wife. A year in advance, and I know his whole family was in town. Anyway, I had a good time.
So we're at Nectar shooting. Right. Have you been down there yet?
Not been down
right
there.
Next to the Pepper Lounge. Got a place.
Same owners?
Yeah. Okay. Pete, Buddy, John.
John.
Great people. And they got, in my opinion, the best bar in St. Louis. And I'm high on a lot of places, especially downtown, but this place is the best. And so we're shooting it on Saturday, and I've got Bella, and I've got some friends come in, and then I've got some more friends come in, and then producer Joe, I said, why don't you meet up with us? He's got some friends in from Atlanta. And so I'm talking with his friends roll in from Atlanta, mooks, total mooks, dancing around with each other, you know, like freaking each other. And then you have producer Joe, you can come on in here if you would like. He'll verify all this information. The best part, he had like four or five friends, all degenerates, and I couldn't tell if they were stoned or drunk, or maybe a little both. You honestly look like you were stoned.
No. Right. No, those guys don't do drugs. No, really.
Hey,
no,
you smoke pot. You're not doing drugs.
Yeah, there was no smoking pot going on.
All right, fine. Well, either way.
Yeah, they're different types of guys. They're a little strange.
The best is...
Do they cut lawns with you?
No, they're all really like artistic, smart, weird kids.
I would never... They look like frat guys to me, except for there's one guy...
With the mustache.
Talent?
No. Who looks like a guy you would see maybe cutting the lawn out at Heine Miney, except he's like 22 and he's got a full mustache. That's all he has, though, is a mustache.
Will's the oldest of all of us. He's like 28. Okay. Yeah. He used to have a big full beard and then he shaved it all down. He's got
all he has is a mustache.
Did anybody tug on it to make sure it was real?
Oh, it's real.
It's unbelievable.
He cut it that night. It used to have like the Raleigh fingers part of it and then he snipped that
he had
part
a
off.
Yeah. Morning.
They're just some different types of guys, man.
Luckily, Joey had all that space in the living room for him to stay since there's no furniture.
Yeah, they slept on the floor.
So I don't know how it comes up, but I say, you know, I honestly think Joe's probably been with a guy.
And we took that vote one day.
Yeah.
And I said, not necessarily gay, but just that he spent some time in the arms of another gentleman. You know, it's fine. It's 2005.
And it seems like Joe is very malleable anyway. Like, he'll kind of do anything you tell him to do. Yeah, Joe, go walk into the wall. Okay. Hey, go sleep with that guy. That's fine.
Always willing to take one for the team,
apparently. And then one of his friends, not the guy with the mustache.
I think it was Jeff.
Well, it's not really important. But Jeff says, oh, then I guess you know about the barbed wire tattoo. And I go, I don't know what you're talking about, but I really need to find out now that you've brought it up. And he goes, oh, Joe's got a tattoo on his ankle, cap, I don't know what it is. And Joe's furious that this information's been revealed. He then displays it to me and some of my compadres and my wife, and it is awfully gay.
I can't believe you haven't seen it before.
Martin hasn't either.
Let's see it actually right now. Wouldn't
Do you really want to see? Just show the guy.
We went swimming.
Yeah, pretty gay.
Yeah, it is. I get it. That's all right. But I figured the night that we went swimming that you might have seen it.
Well, he probably
had your ex-wife. Her ex-girlfriend, where the hell she is, and my wife are swimming around naked together. The last thing I'm looking at
is Joe's
calf.
Well, when you were
seeking
a peek of Joe, you would have noticed the barbed wire.
Yeah, fair enough.
You guys passed the phone on Saturday night after Joe and his buddies were passing the bong around. You guys passed the phone, and Joe's like, well, Martin, you realize I've never worn shorts, haven't I? I'm like, I hadn't really thought about it. I'm like,
but he hasn't worn shorts.
Because
and he doesn't wear shorts because of the barbed wire tattoo.
And I want to be professional at work.
Oh, God.
This all goes back to the clip that says, we're all grown-ups here. Yesterday, Joe was talking about, you know, going out or whatever, and I said, just be careful. You don't want to end up locked up. Ha ha. Joe says, careful. He goes, actually, I've turned over a new leaf. I don't go out during the week. And I go, well, okay, you've made it 1 week without coming in late or whatever.
Way to go.
No, I've been good
for
like 3 weeks
in a row. And then he was talking about the station in some regard. He goes, well, we're all grown-ups here, meaning the building collectively.
Oh,
and I said, we couldn't be
a group of degenerates.
Yes, I said, we could not be further from the truth when you say we're all grown-ups here.
You didn't mean you were being sarcastic.
No, I was being genuine at that time.
How? How can you possibly say that and mean that? Have you ever worked at a real office?
Grown-up compared to you. But
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Joe's like, everyone here is very professional. It's a great workplace.
Ah, it's a great workplace, but I wouldn't call it professional.
It's great because it's like a bunch of kids that got handed a radio station. Yeah. I mean that in the best way.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Parents are gone, basically, for the whole year.
And now we can play on the air. Well, producer Joe, we're sitting in this nice... We had a nice setup on Saturday. It was a good shit match, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I had a good time. Your friends are nice.
No, thank you. What did you think of one of the... Have you ever seen that other girl before?
No, I liked her a lot, though.
She's good.
Mm. She's good.
She's real
old
good.
Old Timmy, she's really good.
Well, we shot it all the way until... 5:30 in the morning, you disappeared. But as we're sitting in this, like, I don't know, it's like a booth table, like kind of like
a secluded area.
Yes, exactly. At the club, I noticed producer Joe sitting there just staring at his phone. And my friend John Cleary, we call him the MVP because he was the MVP of my bachelor party, and he made it all 4 days, not going to bed. The MVP says, look at producer Joe, you can tell he lost a lot of money tonight, and he's just going through the scores. Is that why you were depressed, or were you stoned, or were you drunk? There was something
that... No, I was drunk.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I was drunk. I had a good weekend, actually, with the old the stuff.
Okay.
So not a whole lot of money lost. No, I was looking to get in touch with somebody later in the evening.
Oh,
so
who?
I was trying to
the
go
girl with the mohawk?
No, not the girl with the mohawk.
I'd like to have her still.
Really?
Yeah, damn right.
I'll try and work that out for you.
That's fine.
No, it was somebody else that night I was looking to get in touch with. But my phone...
Pimp.
And this gentleman with a handlebar mustache sporting a rakish derby gave me a wink.
One eye, especially if you had a couple drinks, to be able to read the screen.
What was that that was just played?
Hold on, Joey. I don't know that you heard that.
I don't have headphones on.
Stebner, what was that? Can you play it again?
And this gentleman with a handlebar mustache sporting a rakish derby gave me a wink.
Will Ferrell.
It sounds like
assuming,
Will Ferrell,
right?
But I don't know what that's from.
He's referencing a handlebar or something.
He's referencing a handlebar mustache. Yeah. Now, producer Joe was. His friends are up dancing. This is a you know, kind of a upscale joint, and his friends are there, like freaking each other, like kind of like you know. I don't know. It looks like something. For example, on Soul Train with the great Don Cornelius, they would line up on each side, and then guys would come and dance through the middle of the lane.
Yeah,
that's what they would do.
They're kind of weird guys.
Well, there's a guy with a mustache. So, I mean, I knew that before I even talked to him. And that's fine. And I respect the mustache. I think that's in vogue. I think he's bringing it back.
Oh, yeah. He's hip.
But they are all amazed that we didn't know that producer Joe had a barbed wire tattoo. Why did you get the barbed wire tattoo?
I don't know. I was 18. We talked about this yesterday.
Well,
I was dumb. Yeah.
Did you realize, son, yesterday was filler. That's why you were on for 3 hours.
Yeah, wait till
tomorrow's filler as well. He's on.
Well, we'll break down college football. Yesterday, Joe said, by the way, Martin, Rutgers always covers. Like, Rutgers, if there's ever a sign that you have a problem,
it's Rutgers.
Uttering the words, Rutgers always covers.
Told you I liked UNLV yesterday. They covered, too.
God, this guy's a mess.
That's why you're living in a mansion. All that gambling money that's rolling in.
Yeah.
Why'd
no,
you get the
I was 18. I was dumb.
That's
I made a
fine.
Mistake.
I mean,
some guys
know,
sleep with.
I was 18 and dumb.
Yeah.
Some guys really sleep with fat girls, and I went and got.
You've
a
done that too. You did that last year.
Yeah, you're right. I was just dumb, man. You know, there's really no explaining it.
But why? How did it happen?
I mean, we went to the tattoo parlor, and I said, "Yeah, this looks like a good idea today."
No, why happens. The ankle
like
slash calf? Why
I don't know, because my arm obviously is not big enough. Because
I said, isn't that like the thing at the club? You go and some guys have the barbed wire on the bicep.
But
sure, usually guys
pants.
At Party Cove have that.
Yeah. But I can wear pants and cover it all up. So
why don't you get it removed?
I'm working on that. You got to have some money to do that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to front it and put it on the website?
Put it on the website.
Try and get it sold and see
I do
what want
to get a picture of it and put it on the website. I really do.
Why don't you do that instead of the little Adam Duritz at your calling card?
Yeah.
I'm a kind
of put a picture as your avatar. The
barbed wire ankle.
Have girls ever said anything about it?
No, that's fine. No, no one's ever really said anything about it.
It was one of the first things your friends brought up to me.
Well, yeah.
It's nice to meet you, Tim. Have you seen Joe's barbed wire tattoo?
No,
I haven't, but I'm glad you told me about it.
No girls ever said anything about it. Whatever.
It's pretty gay, don't you think?
Yeah. I'm all right with that, though.
Why don't you wear the shorts down to the Cardinal locker room wearing your flip-flops?
And then go up to Maltz. Hey, Maltzy, look what I got.
Hey, want to be on the show? Joe was working the locker room yesterday,
Did you get anybody?
Well, we got a definite maybe from Supon again today. He's excited because he's a big Joe Theismann fan, and he thought maybe we'd have him in studio or
told Joe he used to have, I used to have a little number 7 Redskins jersey.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about it with him. So Supon's going to come on. We got Joe Theismann today. What time is Joe Theismann?
9:03.
Nice. And what about Marquis? I asked about him.
Marquis, hopefully tomorrow or Thursday.
Good.
But, you know, he says with the baby, he gets up anyway.
That's what I was figuring. Nice. All right, producer Joe, look at him.
Way to go.
I called you and asked maybe we could work something out, and you're like, here, why don't you do this? So I said, yeah.
It was like having a real producer?
No, and immediately he walked down to the end of the press box, Because I love when Joe's doing his duties, because he's quick to let you know. Hey, I just talked to Timmy, and you know, I'm going to try and get soup for tomorrow, maybe mark you later in the week. And I'm like,
sure.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good, thanks.
This was in between being harassed by somebody.
I've got all kinds of things I want to talk. I've been storing up here. Well, we got this Party Cove article from the Riverfront Times. Chad Garrison, a guy actually, I know his brother, I think, a little bit better, but this is a fantastic article.
I haven't read it. I saw the cover and I brought it in for you last week.
I've already read it.
Ozark Orgy.
I just want to talk about the Party Cove because I'm sure there's plenty of Hoosiers that listen to this show that have spent the past 3 days at Party Cove.
Man, what a dirtbag who goes down there and tries to get stuff off the bottom.
He's made like $700,000 doing it.
Yeah, but he's dodging like snakes and stuff.
Oh, more than snakes.
What, he's diving for stuff?
Oh, like, yeah. It's not just about Party Cove. It's about a guy that dives into the bottom of Party Cove and picks up stuff.
Like jewelry and things?
Jewelry, but then you find more than that down there, brother.
This could be a living that producer Joe could actually make.
Not the ocean, but there are plenty of crabs.
I'm scared of snakes. I'm not going down in there.
Yeah, guy with a barbed wire tattoo loves snakes. Trust me.
All right, the cats in Ireland. It's Martin and Tim back on the grind. Producer Joe along for the ride. Skipper went in today? No, that was yesterday.
Heard that was good.
Yeah, it was actually very interesting radio. Even Frank came flying. He goes, oh, my God, Skip, you're here? Okay, let's talk about Umsel. And then they talked about Umsel for a while.
Before Shizzle.
This is as good as it gets. It's the Morning Grind on 590 The Fan. First in